But first, there is a rather important and perhaps concerning court case that has flown under the radar over the last weeks and months. The Daily Maverick, however, has been reporting on it quite regularly. Vincent Craver and writing quite detail in online as well as in the physical paper of the Daily Maverick. And on Friday, reporting on the conviction and sentencing of a right-wing pastor. His name is Harry Knussen. He lives in Mpumalanga, or rather he lived in Mpumalanga. In June, Knussen had been convicted of 5 counts of contravention of the protection of constitutional democracy against tourism and related activities act, essentially being convicted of terrorism. He was slapped with 2 life sentences and an extra 21 years. Knussen is head, or the self-proclaimed head, of the National Christian Resistance Movement, also known as the Crusaders. Godfrey Ramuhala is a lecturer in strategic studies at the Faculty of Military Science at Stellenbosch University. Godfrey, are we taking, as a public, as a media, surely police and authorities are, because they've that's led to the conviction and sentencing of Harry Knussen. But are we aware, are we cognizant of a domestic terror threat by extremists currently living in South Africa, Godfrey?
Good morning, Lester, and good morning to your listeners. Thanks for this opportunity. Yeah, I think that's a valid question, and actually one that we must actually ponder a lot about. It is quite obvious that as a country we might be oblivious to the realities out there, but the reality of the matter is that we do face a real threat, a real danger, possibly, because no country in this global system is actually immune from violent religious extremist type, terrorist attacks. So we are very much under threat. One cannot, however, say that the threat is imminent, that there is an identified threat at this particular point in time, because then if we do, then one would argue that therefore your military and your security apparatus, of course, will have to respond to that. But as a state, given our history, given our position in the African context, we most likely have a threat or potential threat along the lines of terrorist attack. This is very much again in line with the fact that South Africa, we have a large immigrant population within our borders, and therefore those people, to an extent, they do transfer with them, through movement, of course, whether it's illegal or legal, but they do come along with whatever security issues that they bring with in the country. And Godfrey, that on its own, it's a real threat and a real, opportunity to respond to.
Yeah. Godfrey, besides the Boeremach, Saitlanders, I would also add the AWV, largely being neutralized, investigated, prosecuted and convicted. I would think, or maybe I'm living in some sort of utopian dream, that the most extreme of right-wing voices have largely been neutralized, largely by the negotiated settlements of 1994. You would argue, I believe, that that would not be the case.
No, definitely less. I mean, look, people have choices in terms of how they view the status quo, right? In terms of the political arrangement at a particular point in time, and therefore to just simply assume therefore that your typical AWB and right wing extremist groups have actually accepted the outcome, it's actually foolhardy if you do that. Because people do get radicalized at some point, and to an extent with genuine reasons, because what normally happens in instances where people feel left out of government or governance, in relation to, for instance, service provision, then it can somehow lead to a form of radicalization along political lines. It can also, you know, be something that emerges along religious lines as well. So I would argue that we shouldn't really rest on our laurels and think that, you know, because then there have been some convictions. Therefore, your right-wing, you know, extremist elements, you know, have sort of died. They haven't died. They are part and parcel of our society. They are still disgruntlement here and there, and so that threat remains, you know, remains ever present, if you will.
This conversation is largely about right-wing domestic terrorism and the threat, particularly when it comes to attempting to overthrow the state. Let me just take you to maybe the other side of the political spectrum and talk about, is there a existential threat to our democracy when we talk about forces around the attacking of our infrastructure in South Africa, and I talk about Eskom and railways. When we talk about the insurrection of last year, where several people were killed, does that fall in the ambit of active sedition, terrorism, even treason, in terms of how our democracy is under threat from many avenues?
Yeah, I think it does, Esther, in the sense that although we have a Pogdatara Act, you know, which is South Africa's legislation in terms of responding to counterterrorism, you know, it's actually our primary counterterrorism law, because then it speaks to, you know, the prevention rather of our constitutional democracy, as well as, you know, related activities, you know, terrorism included there. So it does, in the sense that what we haven't really even started the debate about or even around is this nexus between criminality and, you know, terrorism. We haven't really talked much about that, and it's almost as if it's a distant thing. The reality is that it's not. There's a merger between terrorism, if you will, as well as organized crime, in the sense that they do collaborate, or if not, they do cooperate. And this is very much facilitated by our own infrastructure, right? Our logistical system, our banking system, in the sense that some of these activities are able to be funded through our very own, you know, infrastructure, in a way. And therefore, it is fair to say our democracy is indeed under threat in one way or the other.
Unfortunately, I have to leave with him. My apologies for breaking your worthy, but running out of time. But thank you so much for your contribution to this discussion. I hope to have you back on air in a short while.